Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. It's February 11th, 2015. The Roman Show returns live to the airwaves. Tonight, we welcome World Series of Fighting champion Marlon Morales. He is the bantamweight champion who will be defending his title tomorrow night, February 12th, on the World Series of Fighting fight card, which will air live on Spike. Also, Bellator's George Zuniga will put his undefeated record against another undefeated fighter. George Zuniga joins us here tonight to talk about his upcoming fight this Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Call in 714-868-0222 to interact with us. We are giving away free food.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster. Go. Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go. Five.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Light.
Calm.
We're going flight.
GNC.
We're going.
Telling you. Go.
Control.
Go.
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 FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control. This is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Hello, everyone. This is The Roman Show. I'm your host, Rodolfo Roman, joining you here tonight from Miami, Florida. Wherever you are listening, thank you. We appreciate it. And feel free to call in tonight. The number to call in is 714-868-0222. We are going to speak sports. We are going to touch on any subject that you like, whether it be relationships, whether it be Valentine's Day, which is just around the corner. Do you have your gift already prepared? I know it could cost you a lot of bucks, but hey, maybe I can help you on a couple of tips on how to protect your wallet and make your lady or significant other very happy. On the other end, my good friend all the way from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Joe the reporter. Joe, we're back, man. We are back.
Am I dreaming? Are we really back?
Yes, sir. We're back on the air. We apologize for taking that little hiatus. But, you know, because we are such in a good mood, we are going to give away free food from PDQ.
Whoa.
PDQ is a food restaurant. Everyone
PDQ
loves food,
has the best sandwiches.
Man, let me tell you, if you're in Miami, heck, if you're in South Carolina, because I know they got some franchises over there in Florida, but right now we're giving away free food here in Miami. They have the most delicious turkey sandwich. It has cranberries. It has a delicious sauce, and at the same time, it's very healthy. I'm a health freak, so trust me, it is the most delicious thing that you can ever taste. And we are giving it away for free. It's on the house, on the Roman Show. All you have to do is head on over to the Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/Roman Show Media. Like the fan page or subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/rroman0201. Or follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show, and we are going to hook you up with a free meal. That's all you're going to do. Free meal, man. Head on over, like us right now, and we are going to get your back. All right, folks. You know, this is a very familiar person, Joe, and I you got to turn down your volume there because you get that feedback. But this is a very familiar person that we're going to bring in right now, and it's an honor, it's a pleasure to have this man in just a few seconds here on The Roman Show before we bring in our first guest, George Zuniga, who will be fighting this Friday in Bellator. My good friend, George Alonso, the host of Reality Check. George, it's a pleasure to have you back here. You know, way back, George, you were Stephen Cage in The Roman Show. You had your show with Reality Show. And now you're back here again. Welcome back, man. Can you hear me there?
Now who's this George you're speaking of?
Oh, no. No, it's not Stephen Cage. It's not George. It's El Electrico. Gosh. Must you really invade my telephone line here? How obnoxious are you?
Oh, la, papi! You sound more sexier than before, papi! How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing horrible now that I'm hearing your voice. And Electric, what have you been up to lately?
Seeing pictures of you.
I don't know how to respond to this, but listen, you're wasting my time. You want to say something?
Papi, I love you, and I've missed you. And where's Joe?
I bet you do. Joe the reporter is, I don't know where the hell he is. He was having some technical difficulties there, as now he lowered down his volume. Joe, can you hear me now? Yeah, Joe is has not updated his iOS. That's the reason why he's getting that feedback there, but hopefully Joe could get that squared away. But El Electrico, it's actually very sad to hear from you because I was really expecting George. But nonetheless, thanks for tuning in and calling in, man.
My pleasure, Papi. If you want George, here he is. Hold on. George, Papi.
Oh, great.
You can put on your pants. George, get
that
over here.
That sounds good. Why don't you use an auto-tune?
I told you not to tell him you were with me.
But, Papi. Hold on, Papi. Hold on.
I'm on my way, Electrico. Hold on.
This is only the crap that you can hear on the Roman show. Apologize.
Hey, Roman, I'm so sorry, man. I'm so sorry. My servant, El Electrico, was here. I'm so sorry. Get away, Electrico. Get out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, get that obnoxious moron out of here. George, thanks so much for joining us here on the Roman show. It's a pleasure to have you back on, man.
Hey, no, my pleasure, Roman. My pleasure. I'm sorry, bro. I was in the bathroom. So, anyway. Thanks for inviting me, Roman.
I want to get your opinion. No worries. I want to get your opinion because it's all over the internet. It's even been picked up by mainstream media. Seth Rollins' Instagram or Twitter account was hacked, and there were some images of him naked, showing his private parts, along with a diva, a WWE NXT diva. His picture was also show, but naked. What is your opinion?
Oh, yeah.
What I understand, WWE is not going to take any action towards this, but now they're kind of flipping the switch. Do you think he should be punished?
If I think Seth Rollins should be punished, or if I think if the WWE diva should be punished, in my opinion, no. On a personal note, yes, of course, because every cheater should be punished. Every person should be punished. No, I do not condone, you know, anyone to cheat on anyone. And in that particular point, yes, he should be punished in a personal note. But on a professional note, no. Because who could predict it? Who can even say it? Like, personal and business should all be kept separate. Right, Roman? Like, for instance, let's say, for example, you're dating, let's say, Caitlyn. Like, all WWE fans remember Caitlyn, of course. And then all of a sudden, you have a thing with Paige on the other side of the table. And neither diva know about this, neither diva. Now, all of a sudden, here comes Caitlyn strolling one day, and she catches you making out with Paige. Should that affect you personal? Yes. Should that affect you business? No. Get it?
I agree. I mean, it's his social media account was hacked in the first place. It's not like if he asked his fiance to put those pictures out there.
No, of course not. I am with you. No, of course not. And that was the example I was coming along with because it's kind of like it was a human nature. It was kind of nature fulfilling its course by saying, hey, you know, one day you're going to get caught. And that's what happened. Because every cheater eventually gets caught unless you're good. But unless you're a cheater.
And you're going to get called out no matter what. And this is the retaliation from his fiance, you know, getting back at him. Hey, you know, you do the crime, you pay the time. You know, life is going to collect your debt. But you're right. at a professional level,
and obviously,
you shouldn't get punished.
And on a personal note, Roman, you and I were both in situations where we both got cheated on, but then again, our cheaters weren't that good. If you get the point.
Yeah, we've been cheated of our taxes, for God's sake. But I got to tell you this. One thing is certain is that Seth Rollins should not be punished for this because it's a personal attack towards him on a personal scale, but not on a professional level. So I'm with you 100% sure. You know, the guy should not get punished. Let him wrestle. Let him do what he has to do. Knock yourself out.
Well, yeah, and I'm also wanting to give a big shout out to a playable my brother and my sister over here. You know, I'm in the PDQ character studio. Oh no, let me run after them. I'm just kidding. Hey guys, I'm just kidding. I'm not running after you guys. God forbid. Anyway,
by the way, George, we look forward to one of these days having a live show in PDQ in Flagler in Miami.
Correct.
So it's
going
to be a lot of fun, and we're going to invite the entire community to go out there and have a lot of fun, enjoy some of the great food. That information will soon be promoted here on our social media. But, George, I want to thank you so much, dude, for joining us here, and look forward to hearing from you very soon, very shortly here on The Roman Show, and also hopefully as you return to reality show. Show comes back.
No, hopefully, but, you know, time will tell. Maybe I'll find a home here on the Roman Show Network because everyone seems to all of a sudden be building their own network out there lately. But, hey, Roman, I have to say, man, people can duplicate and people can imitate, but you can never, and I mean ever, be the original like the Roman Show. Thank you very much, guys. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the kind words, George. Thanks so much. All right, guys. We're not going to go into Marlon Morales after the George Zuniga interview, who joins us here on the Roman Show. Again, all you have to do is to get the free food from PDQ Restaurants is head on over to our Facebook fan page. That's Roman Show Media. Or follow us on Twitter at the Roman Show. Or subscribe to our YouTube. That's rroman0201. And if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube account, what the hell is wrong with you? We have phenomenal interviews. We just have one with Raven. It's been buzzing all over the internet. Everyone's calling out Raven for acting very rude. I want to hear your opinion. Was he rude? We'll be right back with George Zuniga here on The Roman Show. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in to the... On February 13th, Bellator returns with a fight card that's going to be phenomenal. Bellator 133, and on that card, our good friend here, George Zuniga, is going to be facing Blake Watkins. You can see that fight on Spike.com in the preliminary match. And now George is on the line with us. How are you, George? Welcome to the Roman Show.
I'm pretty good, man. Just getting ready for the big day.
Yeah, you're getting closer. It's ironically, it's the day before Valentine's Day, so at least you could kick some butt before taking out the lady out to eat. So that's always
that's
a good thing.
Well,
George, tell me about this upcoming fight. Both of you guys are undefeated. Blake Watkins at 4-0. You were going in at 3-0. Knowing that both of you guys are from California, what do you know about Blake? Have you seen Blake fight previously?
Yeah, I know he had. He actually fought the last guy just. Fought in Bellator, Branson Clark. We have that's a mutual opponent we do have. I know he has a pretty good ground game. I'm definitely prepared for that. Standing up, that's my thing. If he wants to stand up with me, you know what time it is, so I'll make that happen if he stands up with me.
Yeah, you mentioned about his ground game. He has one knockout and three submission victories. So how are you preparing for this coming fight? Been working more on the ground game in your training camp?
Yeah, I just worked with the talent that I have available to me, which is a lot of good talent, which is Koscheck, Honeycutt, Mason Dollar. We got a lot of guys that are very good wrestlers, and at the same time, they know jiu-jitsu, blacks and brown belts. So I'm definitely got the count, I'll be able to prepare before this.
You mentioned Kostek, so you're training right now. Are you training at AKA?
We're training at Dethrone Base Camp in Fresno.
Ah, in Dethrone, all right. So you train with the likes of Kostek, like you said, and that's obviously in itself a good plus for you on your end.
Yeah, definitely.
So going into this, is there something, though, that you have studied from him other than the fact that he does have a ground game? I mean, is your intention to keep this fight on your feet?
My intentions are to keep it up, but if it goes down to the ground, I'm ready for that too. So I just prepare for anything. Just like if a storm's coming, you got to prepare for that rain, and if it doesn't show, you're ready.
Now, last year, you only fought once back in September where you got that knockout victory in less than a minute in your Bellator debut. But previously, you haven't been too much in action since then. Well, in 2003, you also had a fight. But how come the layoff?
A lot of times I was on the card, the opponent backed out a few times. Actually, that happened in quite a few numbers. So I was just ready for it, and then all of a sudden they back out. They look for another opponent. They weren't really lining up to fight me, so it happened that way. So for this one, I ended up signing with Bellator. I know it was a little bit of a jump, but, hey, it all worked out in the end.
Now, so do you have how long is your contract for with Bellator? Fight contract.
I have two more fights remaining.
Okay, good. So is it frustrating because here you go in 2003, you had two fights, and then I'm pretty sure you wanted to fight last year, but that didn't go through. Is it frustrating because you're training for someone and then all of a sudden they back down? How frustrating is that?
It happens. I was really kind of down about it, but then Kostek took the under his wing, let me know how it goes, how the fight game is. It's not going to be – it happens. It's just part of the game. People get injured. People get hurt. It could be a lot of things, broken hearts, hurt legs, injuries. You name it, they'll take advantage of it and use it as an excuse. So that's the way it is.
But do you find that also in a positive route, knowing that at the same time you're able to hone some of your skills, something that you wanted to work on previously?
Oh, yeah. The whole time I was working, it was actually 2013 when I started. So, one of those things that I just kept getting better and better. Just actually a lot of times it gave me an opportunity to earn some more time because my base is primarily football. I play football most of my life, and that made me tough and gave me the physical skills that I do have. So that allowed me to be able to hone in on them and be able to do together my footwork, my kicks, my punches, my ground game. It allowed it all to develop a little bit more.
Now, you played football in college, and what school
was
that?
Yeah, I played for Fresno State.
And so what made that transition from football into MMA? And while you were in football, were you practicing martial arts? What got you started in MMA?
After I played for Fresno State, I bounced around the Arena League for a little bit. I played for the Coyotes, worked with the Sabercat, and I ended up I got a degree in kinesiology. I started as LeVar Johnson's strength and conditioning coach. He got me into it. I got him going real good. We started working together. One thing led to another. Things occurred in my life that allowed me to be able to start training with him. So then Koss gave me this opportunity and said, you know what, I'm putting together a team from the ground up at Dethrone Base Camp. I'll give you an opportunity if you'd like to try it. So I went ahead and went in there. Went through probably the hardest 2 months of my life having to deal with getting my butt kicked around the gym. And I ended up staying with it, and here I am today.
Was it an eye-opener when you went into that camp? And obviously the setting and the training is completely different from football. And the hits, obviously, are completely different than football.
Yeah, it was a little bit traumatic at first. I went in there. Me and Honeycutt came in at the first same time. We would go at it. Really, it's kind of harder when there's two guys with no really MMA skill set and developed. So we would just go. He would be wrestling. I'd be swinging. It would be quite entertaining for everybody. But at the end, me and him would walk away with headaches all day.
Now, but as a kid, were you enrolled in any martial arts?
I did boxing when I was in college for a little bit with Jennifer Alcorn.
Mm-hmm. So you had a little background as far as when it comes to the martial arts, so you were able to defend.
Yeah, and I did wrestle a year in high school too.
Now, would you say though that your stand-up game is the strength in your combat, your arsenal?
Yeah, I feel it's my strength. It's my go-to. If I'm definitely going to stand up, I want to let my hands rip.
Now, you do have that Hispanic background. Mexican, am I correct?
Yes.
So, it's in our blood. I'm Hispanic myself. You know, it's in our blood to have that boxing, that fighting background. in the family, do you have someone that also perhaps was a boxer or was an athlete? And how did the family come about when you told them, hey, guys, you know, I'm going to go take on mixed martial arts? Because I'll tell you, my mother, yeah, I used to be a professional wrestler, and she would be, what the heck? ¿Qué estás haciendo, niño? You know what I mean?
Yeah, at first, my mom was scared. My mom, I'll never forget the look on her face when I told her. She's like, so you're going to be fighting mixed on teeth? Oh, yeah. And she's like, because she's been always the one that protected me since I was little. Always thought I was too soft football and end up being a very good football player. And it just started from there. I was actually one of those kids that always, I was rough. I was one of those kids that was always hurting other kids and not really trying. And then I got in trouble for hurting them. So after that, I was kind of more cautious when I played with anybody. So my mom really took it as a thing where she was really, really concerned. My wife says she gets extremely nervous when I fight, but she knows what kind of guy I train. I train like it's my championship fight every time.
Gotcha. So they kind of adapt. Does your mom see you fighting though? Does she go to the arena and see you live in action?
Yeah.
And
she was there for my lap too.
And she must be biting her nails all the time.
Oh yeah, she's pacing back and forth. She thanked me on the last one for ending it so quick.
And the dad is always supportive, of course.
Yes, my whole family, dad, everybody.
Well, that's awesome, George. Well, I want to thank you, man, for joining us here on the Roman Show. Anything you want to add, and what can we expect on February 13th when you take on Blake Watkins in the Bellator 133 fight card?
I'm going to do the best I can to put on a show, man. I'm training hard. Just expect fireworks from me. I'm going to bring it.
Awesome.
I'll give it everything.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, do you still play for fun and games, some football?
I actually coach football. I coach my son's seventh grader. We went 9-0 on his last one. So, I'm really into it still.
So football will never leave your heart?
Nah, it's there. It's there to stay. It's always one of those transitions. It's my preparation. Everything goes by football and how I prepared for football my whole life. And my son's starting to get it too. He wrestles, plays football, but I just want to give him the confidence in just being able to take on life that way.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, man, and good luck on February 13th after you take on Blake. All right, well, folks, we're live here on the Roman Show. We're giving away free food to PDQ restaurants. All you need to do is like our fan page. That's facebook.com/Roman Show Media. And also subscribe to our YouTube account, youtube.com/OurRoman0201, where we have over 200 interviews of wrestling, entertainment, you name it, you got it. Sports. Heck, we even have musicians. Speaking of musicians, next week we are going to have Levy Benton of Miss May I. Band will be in Revolution Live in Fort Lauderdale in March. To find out details about their upcoming tour, who they will be playing with, who they are touring with, and what have they been up to, you'll find that out and more with the exclusive interview of Levy Benton here on The Roman Show, along with other great athletes and entertainers that we will have in the coming days on The Roman Show. Remember, if you have missed everything, you can always visit theromanshow.com, where we have exclusive content on this show. If you haven't liked our fan page, then you are missing out, because you're missing out on the free food from PDQ, where we will soon have a live show coming from there. Right now, I'm actually taking a look here at NXT TakeOver, and so far, so good. Hideo was the first to wrestle with Tyler Black, and that was a great matchup in itself. So take a look at that if you have a chance. Sami Zayn will later on take on Kevin Steen in the main event for the NXT title. That should be very exciting. All right, we're going to talk some mixed martial arts. News broke out yesterday that the Rory McDonald and Hector Lombard fight scheduled for the UFC event in Montreal, UFC 186, scheduled for April, had dropped. People didn't really know why. Heck, even Hector Lombard didn't even know why. Turns out, he turned out to be positive
steroid use for his recent fight against Josh Berkman. And it's unfortunate. I personally know Hector. He's a very good friend of mine, and I'm hoping that things turn out his way. He's a great fighter. He's a guy that I remember when I first met him, he didn't really get to along very well with journalists, but for some reason I was okay with him. But I remember one day at his Bellator fight, he told me at a pizza line, he told me, one day I'm going to be in the UFC. One day I'm going to win the title. And I know that this guy is hungry. He wants it. It's in his heart. It's in his desire. It's not really all about the money. This guy really wants that title. Of course, the money comes with that. But I know Hector. He's a great guy. He has a great heart. And Hector, man, if you're listening, cheer up, my man. I want to see you in that octagon again, kicking some butt. You're undefeated in the welterweight. After you make a transition, you look in phenomenal shape. I know you've been through with some injuries, but I know you're going to bounce back. And hopefully, whether there's a suspension or not, hopefully you bounce back and you get to be the show weather man that you are. Puzzling that we are hearing all this information of all these fighters with steroids. In January, we found out that Anderson Silva was using steroids. Nick Diaz was using marijuana. That's not really a big deal, to be honest. But Anderson Silva was caught using steroids. Now, we have to remember that this guy did injure his leg. He broke his leg in December. And perhaps he took some performance-enhancing drugs to heal. I mean, this guy is close to 40. He needs a little something to heal up. But as we are learning, there are more and more fighters getting caught with it. So does this mean that as the fighter ages more, they're more likely of a chance that these guys are using steroids because they can't train the way that they used to? They need some enhancement to keep going. Listen, I train myself and I'm 33, and the toll that your body takes is unbearable sometimes. With the sparring, with the kicks, the punches, you can't get up the next day. You really cannot. And every now and then you have to take something to boost yourself up. I personally don't take anything. I'm very organic and practice a lot of eating habits that are close to vegetarian. But one has to consider, should there be an age limit so we don't have to go through these issues with steroids? Remember, performance-enhancing drugs are not to juice you up, to get you muscle. No, it's about recuperating. After all of that hard work, after all the trouble that your body goes through, it tears apart. And it's not like if you can get up the next day and walk around like everything is dandy. It does take time to recuperate. So you take the performance-enhancing drugs so your body can recuperate really quickly and you can train the next day and obviously prepare you for the fight. So one needs to really consider, and at the end of the day, these guys are role models. That's the reason why the UFC is being very harsh on these guys. Now, we all talk about UFC fighters, but what about other fighters from other promotions? World Series of Fighting, Bellator. What about them? We don't know what's going on. We'll find out more details as we get closer towards the end of the week. As more information comes out, Hector Lombard and I will have to face Nevada State and find out their decision, whether he gets suspended. More than likely, his victory against Josh Berkman will be ruled a no contest. As more details are coming out from that incident. We'll be right back with Marlon Morales, the World Series of Fighting bantamweight champion, who will be fighting Josh Hill in Canada, a guy who has never been beaten. You got a company, but you have no website? Look no further more. OchoaOnline.com will take care of you. All you have to do is visit OchoaOnline.com for a very reasonable price. They will take care of you. They're the ones that are in charge of handling the RomanShow.com. You like it? Call them up. OchoaOnline.com. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in to the Roman Show February 12th. I'm getting ahead of myself. February 12th, live on NBC Sports. All the way from Canada, the World Series of Fighting will be holding a fight card, and on that card is none other than our good friend, the bantamweight champion of that promotion, Marlon Morales, who faces Josh Hill, and that's February 12th. It seems weird to me because I'm so used to the World Series of Fighting being on a Friday or Saturday, but this is a Thursday from Canada. Marlon, thanks for joining us here on the Roman Show.
Man, thank you guys, man. It was a pleasure being here with you guys, and man, wherever you guys want to ask me, I'm here to answer. And man, I've been training hard for this fight, and I can't wait to put in a great show.
Yeah, Marlon, you know, it's been you won the belt last year, and now you're defending it in Canada. I know there was talks at one point that they were going to have a Canadian champion, United States champion, but it doesn't seem that case for the World Series of Fighting because you are the only champion in the bantamweight division.
Yeah, man. It's not going to be this time, man. This time, the champion to me, and man, this belt's going to be here in America and with a Brazilian guy that lives here, and this belt's not going anywhere.
Now, how do you feel about fighting this guy, Josh Hill? He is undefeated. He has not lost yet. But he is Canadian, so you're going into his home crowd. How do you feel about this, knowing that you're going into his backyard? And I know when you're in Brazil and you have fought in Brazil, you know how the crowd gets behind you there. So what do you anticipate coming into this fight?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. I trained so much for this fight, and man, I can't wait to go out there and bring it on, man. Put in a great show and show everyone what I've been working every day in the gym. I know I'll be fighting for his crowd, but man, they're going to be happy afterwards because they will see a big show coming from me. And man, it's a different country. I've been fighting in Brazil, in America, and England. And it's going to be my first time fighting for the Canadian fans. I know a lot of Canadians, and my first time there, and I can't wait to fight right there.
Yeah, one thing about them Canadian fans, they love mixed martial arts. I think it's considered like the second top sport right after hockey, believe it or not, from what I last understood. So I think they love a great fight. Now, you have an 8-fight winning streak, Marlon. It's your longest winning streak in your career. What do you credit this to?
Man, it's confident, you know. I was a kickboxer with jiu-jitsu. Now I feel like I'm a martial artist, because I've been working all aspects of the game, and now I feel able to put everything together. So I give all the credit to my coaches that be patient with me, help me out, and been working hard every day in the gym. And that's it, man. It's hard work, you know. I think if you work hard, you're going to do well. And MMA is a very complex sport, but if you work all the aspects and you got some skills, man, you're going to go, you know.
Now, Hill, as I said, he is undefeated. Do you think that the quality of fighters, though, have really tested him or has shown us what this guy is truly made of?
Man, I don't know, you know. I don't know. I know about him. I know I watched a couple of his fights. He never fought me, you know, and it's kind of a different fighter, man. And I think he never faced somebody like me. I'm ready, man. I feel like the best Marlon that I ever been. And, man, I can't wait to fight.
Now, he has won, looking at his record, he has won 5 victories here by decision. You love the knockouts. I've seen you in action plenty of times. You love the knockouts. Is that what you're aiming for, a knockout, not a decision?
Man, I won't lie to you guys, you know. I'm looking for the knockout, of course. I'm a striker, and I'm not going to run away from this, you know. I'm so happy to be considered as a good striker, and I'm going out there to put in a great show and bring a war, man. And wherever the fights go, I'll be fighting. So I feel ready on the ground, on the feet. But I would love to bring back one more knockout.
Now, is there something special about Hill? You said you have seen some of his fights, but is there something that catches your attention about him that makes him, or his strength? Where do you see his strength?
I think the main thing, man, on a good athlete today and a good MMA fighter like Rio, he's a tough guy, you know, and he's going to fight, you know, and he's going to fight on the feet, he's going to fight on the ground, he's going to wrestle. And I think his main thing is this, you know, he's able to fight. He's able to fight MMA, but, man, I'm ready anyway, everywhere, man. I'm ready on the ground, on the feet, to wrestle, and, man, you guys going to see it.
Now, Martin, are you still with the Black Zillions? I know you were also training with Frankie Edgar.
No, I used to train with the Black Zillions a little bit. Then I was training with Valor down south in Florida, a small gym. And now I'm training with Frankie here in New Jersey. But as I'm in Florida, I go to ATT because I have a good striking coach there, Roger Crowell. He helps me out with my striking. So I try to get with him. I go to his gym. It's a small ATT. And I go there, man. I do pads with him. I go ATT. And I've been happy doing that, you know. And I've been finishing my camps here in New Jersey. I'm happy, man. Everything's working well. Now I'm working with Mark Henry and Ricardo, finishing up everything and setting up what we're going to do in the fight. But I feel ready, man. I can't wait to be in there, man. I want to be there so bad on the cage.
Yeah, and you're just a few days away. So you are training in an American top team. What do you think about the gym out there? I mean, the vibe. They just got their first champion with Robbie Lawler. I know you said it was in the small ATT, not the Coconut Creek one, but what's the vibe there?
Man, I've been going there for like my last two fights, and man, I see a lot of good guys, a lot of good coaches. It's so much things together, you know, and this is what happened when you put the best together, man. This guy, Robbie Lawler, won the title, and they had so many other talents right there, and I see these guys working every day, and man, it's a great gym. And I've been happy going out there training, man. Ricardo Libor is an awesome guy, you know, and such a great knowledge in jiu-jitsu. And I've been happy, bro.
Yeah, but do you plan on maybe training a little bit over at Black Zillions, or just pretty much it, this is where you're going to stay?
Black Zillions, is that
no? No, I mean, are you planning to go back to Black Zillions, or you're just happy at ATT and with
Frankie? No. I went Black Zillions just from the beginning, just for a little bit, but I never been like training there, you know, and representing. But man, I have a lot of friends there, Jesus, George. I like the guys. I have nothing against them. They're awesome people, also. So I wish them the best, and man, they are hard work guys, also, you know, but. Mm-hmm. I don't train with them.
You're defending your title. How many fights do you have in your contract yet with the World Series of Fighting? And is your goal to go on to the next level of the UFC and test your skills in the octagon?
Man, it's a vision, you know. I see myself fighting for the World Series for a couple more times, you know. I do have a couple fights on my contract. I want to finish and maybe renew. Because, man, they've been so nice with me. It's an opportunity to be fighting for a great, great company. They're building myself as a fighter. I'm trying to build them as a company. It's a good work, man. We are like a team, you know. I believe the organization, they are believing in me as a fighter. So I'm happy, and I hope keep doing that, you know, fighting for them.
Awesome, Martin. Well, thanks so very much here for joining us again. February 12th. It's a Thursday. Again, I'm not used to watching World Series of Fighting on a Thursday. It's usually on a weekend. But February 12th. Uh huh.
Yeah, it's gonna be the first time. You know, I think it's gonna work good, man. Nobody else is doing MMA fights that Thursday. So Thursday, everybody's gonna turn the TV channel to NBC Sports and watch. It's going to be a great show, man.
Yeah, and then it leaves us enough time to go out and take the wife or the girlfriend out on Saturday for Valentine's Day. Right, Marlon?
Yes. Go watch the fight. Go fight and come back home. Bring the wife out to eat something.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Marlon, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck. February 12th, do not miss that fight. Marlon Morales defends his title against Josh Hill in Canada. Good luck, my man, and hope forward to talking to you very soon. you guys enjoyed both interviews here with George Zuniga and Marlon Morales. Gets in action tomorrow night on Spike. This is Josh Hill. He puts his bantamweight title on the line. To keep up with the latest information of The Roman Show, visit theromanshow.com or like our fan page at facebook.com/romanshowmedia or follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. Subscribe to our YouTube account at youtube.com/rroman0201 where you can see exclusive interviews. These interviews, you're only going to find them there. And beat everyone to the punch. Don't wait till it gets leaked out onto the other sites. See them first for yourself. All you have to do is subscribe. YouTube.com/rroman0201. With that said, we want to thank you very much for joining us here this evening. I know we were on hiatus, but we are back. Next week, we have Miss May I's Levy Benton, the singer, the lead singer of Miss May I. He, along with his band, will be at Revolution Live in Fort Lauderdale in March. Stay tuned for information. Again, like all those social media pages that I had mentioned, and you will get a free meal to PDQ. There's a PDQ located in Miami, 10121 West Flagler Street. Also, shout out to OchoaOnline.com, who takes care of our website and lodges in space. I go there all the time, at least once, twice, to get a little fix, a little touch-up. You know, we all need it every now and then. All right, guys, thanks so very much for everything. We'll catch you next week here on The Roman Show. Catch you on the website, theromanshow.com. Good night.